Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Yeah. 11:15 here in the Lehigh Valley. And for the first time, well, for the first time this year, tying a club record. The Iron Pigs have won 7 games in a row. Welcome to the Happy Recap here on the Iron Pigs post-game show. Iron Pigs 5, Buffalo 4. The Pigs score runs in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 12th innings to win the ball game. How about that? Boy, what a game tonight for the Pigs. There were so many chances for them to lose it, but they never gave up. They never gave in. And the Pigs ultimately tied their franchise record for win streaks and for the first time in, what was it, like 3,000 some odd days, the Pigs have a multiple game lead in first place of the International League North Division. It may be May, but it is getting exciting for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And you can look up and down this lineup from the top of the roster to the bottom. Everybody has contributed. Everybody has had a say in a win. But, I mean, none more than Dylan Cousins. And we'll get to him. But, man, can the Pigs do it all right now? They are flying high. 7 in a row. They can do no worse right now than a split in this series, which means they have only lost one series, I believe, out of their last 8 or 9. And they will go for the series win tomorrow. And really, tomorrow is in about 35, 40 minutes. We'll worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, let's have fun with what was tonight. And it did not start off tonight as it usually does in the bottom of the first inning for the Pigs. Usually they're off to a hot first start, but they did not get off to one in this inning. In fact, no, it was Buffalo who got off to the hot start in the top of the third inning when Jason Lebelabijian hit a leadoff single. Rowdy Tellez would ground out, and Lebelabijian would take second on a passed ball, so he would wind up at third, and that would bring up Alex Monsalve to the plate.
In the second, pitch is swung on a ground ball, chopped out to second. Runner's coming home and will score. Charging is Valentin. His only play is to first, and he gets the out there.
So Monsalve made it 1-0, and the Bisons, for the first time in this, well, in the first time short, what was 2 games up to this point, had their first lead of the game. But following that ground out, there was 2 outs and nobody on. So you thought, oh, Mario Capel probably should get through this inning pretty easily. But Shane Opitz singled, Jonathan Diaz walked, and that brought Roman Fields to the plate.
Runners get a head start. They go 3-2, a swung on and ripped out towards right field, racing in, laying out, not making the catch is Cousins. It's a base hit. One is in. It caroms away from Cousins. Here comes the second runner. Throw is late. Roman Fields, a 2-run single to right, and Buffalo has struck for 3 here in the second inning. They lead it 3-0.
Was not a good inning for Mark Appel, but in all fairness to Appel, it was the only bad inning he would have tonight, as he would have another fantastic outing for the Iron Pigs. Appel really coming into his own right now, and he was spectacular. Only the 3 runs surrendered, and he really geared down after that and was great. In the bottom of that second inning, you're going to hear this man's name a lot tonight, so just be prepared. But Dylan Cousins opened up the bottom of the second inning with a bang.
And here's the windup pitch, plateward is swung on and drilled in the air, left field, right field deep. Back goes Smith, but that ball's out of here into the Bud Light trough. Another home run for Dylan Cousins. Uncle, Pigs are on the board 3-1.
Uncle indeed. Cousins gave the Pigs some life back into this game as he made it 3-1 Pigs. So that would be all they would get in that bottom of this inning. In the top of the third, Appel did a good job. He got Lopes to ground out, Dwight Smith Jr. to ground out, and then got Lebelabijian to fly out. In the bottom of the third inning, it looked like the Pigs were going to get back into this one. Valentin flew out, but Pedro Florimon, he hit a single to lead off the inning. Or, I'm sorry, he hit a 1-out single in that game. He would then reach on an E6 on a Roman Quinn single when the shortstop threw the ball away. Cameron Perkins would then walk and that would load the bases. But Jorge Alfaro would not be able to drive them in.
Bases loaded, one and one, Alfaro. Oberholzer comes in and delivers. And the pitch swung on and grounded towards second. Lopez up with it, onto second for one, and back to first for a double play. So they don't score despite loading the bases. It goes 4-6-3 on the inning ender.
So give credit to Oberholzer there, who managed to pitch his way into and out of a jam. We now fast forward to the seventh inning. There was not a whole lot of action in between the third and seventh inning. And as you know, in a game that goes 12 innings, you have to have some late inning action. And that's exactly what we had. In the bottom of the seventh inning, it started off with a Taylor Featherston walk. He would then reach second on a passed ball. Jesmil Valentin would strike out, but Pedro Florimon would come up with the big hit to drive him in.
The 0-1 swung on. This is drilled in the air high and deep out to right. Smith Jr. racing back. He's still going back. It's over his head. It banks up against the wall to score a run. Featherston is in. Florimon will hold it second with a double, and it's a 3-2 game here in the seventh inning.
And just like that, the Pigs were within one run. In the top of the eighth inning, Lopes would lead it off with a single, but nothing else would do for the Bisons. Then in the bottom of the eighth inning, Dylan Cousins would ground out. Reese Hoskins would walk. Nick Williams would strike out, but Taylor Featherston would keep the rally going with a single, and that would bring Jesmil Valentin to the plate.
Runners lead off. Two on, two out. It'll be a 2-2 to Valentin. Swung on a ground ball, chopped through the middle. It is a base hit past the dive of Lopeson in the center field. Hoskins scores easily. Holding at second is Featherston. It's a game-tying single. Happy Valentine's Day. We're tied 3-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
The Pigs were clutch tonight, and that was the first of many clutch hits to come. Unfortunately, later on in the game, Jesmil Valentin would get hurt. It would look like his shoulder as he would go over trying to make a play out at second base. I do not have any further information about what happened to Jesmil Valentin and whether he is okay or anything further than that. But he was injured. He did come out of the game, and he was replaced by Hector Gomez. But he did have a huge RBI single in the bottom of the eighth inning to get the Pigs back even. In the top of the ninth inning, however, for the first time in what seems like all year, the Pigs' bullpen let them down. Adam Morgan started off the inning in the top of the ninth by getting a fly out from Monsalve, and then Opitz would ground out. But then with two outs, Diaz hit a single, Roman Fields hit a single, Darryl Siciliani got hit by a pitch, and then they would bring Pat Venditti in. And with Venditti up, coming to the plate would be Christian Lopes. And Lopes would see enough balls to walk.
Bases loaded, two outs. The 3-1 is low and away, and the Pigs have walked in the go-ahead run. It's 4-3 Buffalo.
Just like that, all the work the Pigs did to get back into this one was undone on a bases-loaded walk. And they were now facing a loss with three outs to go, heading to the bottom of the ninth. Well, did I say facing a loss? Well, not with these Pigs. They don't face any losses, not recently at least, as in the top of the second inning, what was a bang-bang play at first base, it looked like Roman Quinn was going to beat it out for an infield single, was out by just a little over a step, and it looked like somehow Will Browning was going to get out of this game unscathed. He got the speedy Roman Quinn out, but he walked Cameron Perkins, and Matt Provence talks about the sin of walking the leadoff guy. Well, one out walks are no better. Jorge Alfaro grounded out to second base, allowing Perkins to move up. On a wild pitch, he got over to third. And then Dylan Cousins came to the plate.
Runner off the third. The 3-2 swung on a drill. And base hit past the dive of Lopes. Dylan Cousins has come through yet again. Down from third to score is Perkins. We're tied 4-4 on the game tying bottom of the ninth inning single by Dylan Cousins. Uncle, brand new game.
So let's take a look at Dylan Cousins' checklist so far tonight. He got the first run of the game on a home run following a three-run top of the second inning for Buffalo. And then with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning and a runner on third base, Dylan Cousins drove him in with a single. So just keep that in mind because we'll come back to Dylan Cousins in a couple minutes. In the bottom of the 11th inning now, we fast forward. Not a whole lot happened in between. some quick innings, some good pitching. In the bottom of the 11th inning now, the Pigs had a chance to win the ball game with Pedro Florimond up. Florimond thought he had it, but Darryl Siciliani, well, he flashed some leather.
And the pitch swung on and stroked in the air. Left field deep. Going back, Siciliani at the track, at the wall, and makes the grab. I don't know if it would have been out of here, but he robbed a home run from Gomez in Buffalo, and he takes away maybe a home run, maybe an extra base hit away from Florimond.
Pigs almost had it won there, but were just unable to get that ball past a good defender in Darryl Siciliani. So let's go back a couple days. Pigs were in the bottom of the 11th inning. Extra innings with Rochester when Dylan Cousins hit a walk-off home run. So now you're thinking, well, Dylan Cousins, he's been here before. This guy could probably do it again, right? Well, in the bottom of the 12th inning, guess who leads off? Dylan Cousins. And guess what?
Out to left field. Smith Jr. looks up. Forget about it. It's another walk-off winner for Cousins. You've got to be kidding me with this guy, Cousins. Third walk-off home run or game-winning home run for the Pigs since Sunday, if you include that game as well. And for the second time in 3 days, he does it with a round tripper. His eighth of the year, a line drive shot on the first offering by Girado, and the Pigs have tied their franchise record with a 7-game winning streak. Oh, how do you like every itty-bitty little piece of that, my Iron Pigs friends?
Dylan Cousins, the first home run of the game, the game-tying RBI in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the walk-off home run, his second in a week, his third game-winning home run in the span of 7 games. Dylan Cousins is as hot as it gets right now as the Pigs walk it off in the 12th inning, 5-4 over the Buffalo Bisons. They take a 2-game lead over the Bisons in the division. For Buffalo, 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. Buffalo, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. For the Pigs, 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They left 11 on base. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Time of the game, 4 hours and 1 minute. So the Pigs really going above and beyond what they've done the last couple days, which were just some measly 3-hour games. First pitch, 7:05. It was in the 50s most of the night with 9-mile-per-hour winds. Mark Appel, another fantastic start. 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, all came in the second. 4 walks and 2 strikeouts, 7 innings. Great, great outing for Appel. Adam Morgan, an inning and 2/3, 3 hits, a run, it was earned, 1 strikeout. Pat Venditti, 1 1/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Cesar Ramos, the winner, 1 hit and 1 strikeout. Pigs have tied their franchise mark for wins with 7 wins in a row. They will look for 8 tomorrow. They, for the first time in a long time, have a 2-game lead at the top of the International North Division. And so say the Iron Pigs, my friends. It's good to be king.